Yeah, after they mix the Amakalov and Bralov, Marcellus, each of the Kaversa. It's 6 o'clock now. I have to remind you, it's 6:30 now. Here's the Brahman, this is the test.
Well, let's go.
Mishalos Ishila Kaverta, a woman can lend her friend, Hakashuda Lashvias, who's accused of not keeping Shemitah. We explain Rashi says she keeps the Shemitah fruit after beer. Everybody's allowed to pick Shemitah fruit for themselves, but they're not allowed to go and keep it after Zman HaBir. After Zman HaBir, we're learning like Tysus is shot in Psachim, that after Zman HaBir, they have to put it out for Hefker. And some people don't. So they're Chashed Lashvias. And they're doing it Aveira. And therefore, you can lend them Napa V'kivra V'rachai V'taner. You can lend them the tools. These Napa V'kivra, different kinds of sifters. V'rachai is a grinder and Taner is an oven. Avaloi Sovra V'loi Sitchanimah, but they shouldn't go and help her separate, which is done by grinders, I'm sorry, by sifters or grind. Meaning, basically, you can lend them the Kalim, but you can't do the Aveira with them. You can't work with the Aveira with them. Rashi, Al Ashvias, Lishmor Perishvias, Ulatliya min Abir Ve'eluch. She's chashit to keep the Perishvias past the time of beer. Le'savim le'sitchanim le'sayim, le'sha'asa le'sayim b'yadayim y'de'ever Averim b'sha'as Averim. It's us to help people who are ever Averis while they're doing the Avera. Okay, now the next case is not clear till we get in the Gemara. But there were different levels of Amaratzim. We'll use the word Amaretz, and again, yesterday I mentioned, and I'll mention it again today, it is not a reflection of knowledge or learning. It's reliability in different mitzvahs. Commonly, Amaratzim did not keep Tumatara. Less commonly, but also in the realm of possibility, was they didn't keep Halakos of Maisras. They separated Truma, but they didn't separate Maisr. And therefore, and Amaretz, we don't know what Amaretz we're talking about in this Mishnah. A lady that is keep, we are chayshed her that she doesn't keep Maisras, or a lady that we're chayshed is not keeping Tumatara. We don't know. The Gemara will explain.
So the first thing with the beer thing, is it derisive when she does the Avera?
It's an interesting point you're asking. Pashtus in the Gemara is mashmi, yes. It seems to be a machlokes
b'shaim. So what Rebbe, what we're referring from this, a person works at McDonald's and he makes a mac cheese. He can put it down on the table. He didn't give it to them. And if they pick it up, he didn't do an Aveira.
Again, I'm not going to get involved in the Lamaisa questions now. You're not allowed to be Messiah de Aveira Aveira. It's an Isser Drabbanon to be Messiah de Avera. The Isser they're doing might be a Deraisa, like eating fruit after beer. But the Isser a person is doing by helping them is a rabbinic Isser of helping people do an Avera.
So am I helping in this case? In the case of the Mishnah?
Well, you're not, because you're not Sovereign Velasitchanimah.
I gave it to them.
So they don't only have Perishvias after beer. You can lend them the tools because they can use it for anything, but you can't be involved in doing the work with those payers.
If you know that they're using it for that?
I don't know. Dr. Mishnah Bait.
She can sip the salt with her in the case of Meister?
I haven't gotten there yet. You're ahead of me.
Oh, sorry.
We don't know yet what the next part of the mission is talking about. Aishas Chaver means a wife of a person who's reliable. And again, we don't know reliable for what at this point. Mishaela Slaishas Amaretz Navra, Napa Vakibra, and she can lend sifters. And the truth is, it means a grinder in an oven as well. And Ubereres Vitechenes and Merakedesima. She can even help her separate, grind, and Merakedes is a different kind of sifting. What does he translate Merakedes? Separate and sift? Okay. Bye. However, once you add water, then it's a question of being metame chala. Because once you add water to the flour, it becomes dough. And dough is chayav and chala. And by touching it, the challah will become tameh. Now, even though it's not challah yet, once it's ready for challah, you're not allowed to make it tameh. And therefore, she should not work with the Eishes Hamaretz once they're starting to make dough. Because at that point, the dough becomes eligible for challah, and the Eishes Hamaretz is going to separate challah betumah, and you don't want to be involved in creating challah betumah. It's going to happen anyway. The Eishes Hamaretz is going to make the dough, and it's going to make the tamei, and then separate the challah betumah. Because they don't care. They're not careful in tumah tahara. However, as an Eishes Chaver, you don't want to be involved in that. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. The Gemara is going to want to know what's the difference between a lady who we don't trust on Shemitah and a lady that we don't trust on Meiser. Both are biblical violations. Why are you allowed to help one and not help the other? Tumah we haven't mentioned yet. I mentioned it. The Mishnah at this point talking about Shvias and Meisers. The next line is going to talk about Tumah. Mm-hmm. Yes, Arjun.
The ladies' Tumah? Is that what we're
saying? No, let me explain. In those days, Chaverim, reliable people, every time they made dough, made it Batara. That means anybody that was Tumah didn't touch it. If a woman was in need, she didn't make dough those days.
So the Amoritz woman
and the Amoritz husband aren't so careful about Tumah Tahara.
Right.
They're not necessarily Tameh, but we can't rely on them that they are not Tameh.
But then, by them touching the
dough... Exactly. And therefore, if you're helping them at the point where they're touching the dough, you're helping them create dough, which is Tameh, which is eligible for challah, which means the challah will be Tameh, and you're not allowed to be involved in challah Tameh.
And material?
But you're not allowed to be making challah tameh. It's an issur to make challah tameh. So it's not...
Can't someone's tameh eat challah tameh?
What? No. Challah tameh has to be burnt. We're not talking about challah for Shabbos. We're talking about the challah that's separated as like truma given to the kayan. Is it one of the matnas kahuna is challah, and they have to be kept patara like truma.
Right, yeah.
If the raw material is nothing, and there's not tameh yet?
Again, we're not letting things work out. I can't. Let's let the Gemara do its thing.
I'm going to ask a question, not on the Gemara. Is there an idea of doing tilas before you make dough?
And like any other mitzvah.
I'm not asking about tilas. You have to make tilas dime over a lulav.
So then you don't have to make one over dough either.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Some people wash their hands before they shake lulav.
Tilas.
They don't make a bracha for tilas.
Not a bracha, but...
Some people will wash their hands before they do any mitzvah. They don't want their hands tameh to do the mitzvah. But if you're not doing it for lulav, you don't have to do it for challah.
You're not talking about... what type of tumah are we talking about? Maybe I missed something here. What are we talking about?
Forget about it. This has nothing to do with Hasidut. He brought in something that has nothing to do with anything. Again. We don't keep Tumah Tahara today. Not Negeya. All Achal is Tameh. Everything we do is Tameh. We're all Tameh.
Back then, did they tell us before they...
They were tar. Whatever it is. The Tilsi Dime is a drop bun on. It's nothing. It's nothing. You don't mind, Ramayshap. Do me a favor. Let's not get off the subject. The Tilsi Dime is a drop bun on for bread. And that's it. It's nothing to do with anything. If somebody washes their hand before they do a mitzvah, the chumrah has nothing to do with halacha. That's not the tumah we're dealing with here. We're talking about a person that's really tumah and needs to go to the mitzvah. Tilsi Dime is a side issue. Again, I don't mind discussing it, but we're throwing people off. We're not talking about Tumah Sidayim here. We're talking about real Tumah. Viker, there's nothing wrong with your hands. It's a drabbana. The whole Tumah that we're washing our hands for is rabbinic. It's not a deraisa Tumah. We're talking about the deraisa Tumah.
But the typical Tumah Sidayim, that's the
main Tumah. Nida, Zavah, all kinds of different Tumahs made. All kinds of Tumahs. Bakari. Viker. Bizman Shi Tumah. like a seen him in writing to the Gemara. I'm shetatos amayv lezigah. Vishim megilgalo hutul lechala. When you make the dough, it becomes ready to take challah. It becomes tevel for challah. It means at that point, it's eligible for challah. You can't separate challah before it's dough. The matami machmas kalim tameim. And since all the kalim that the Amoret uses are tamei, it's going to become tamei. The zuma sayata legalgo, she's helping make the dough. But also ligram tuma lechallah. You're causing that the challah be tamei. You're not. It's going to be tamei anyway. The Amoret, this is not becoming tamei because of the lady, the Eishes Chaver. But because the Eishes Chaver is involved, we don't want her involved in something that's usher to do. It's usher to be metamei challah. And you're helping somebody be metamei challah. Stay away. Right. The kulu loyamrab nedarki shalom. The reason we let them borrow kalim, why don't we say don't lend them anything? Don't be involved with them at all. Why are you lending them your kalim if they can use it for shvias? If they can use it for lack of meister, they can use it for tumah. Answer is dark yisraelim. Rashi, the kulam loyam shetiru leshilim kalim ulasayim beloy shatadei ratzma. Elam they dark yisraelim. The reason we're not telling you to totally refrain from any lending of them is because we want to keep the peace. Umachzikin yidei nachrim b'shrius. If you see a guy working on shmita, you can strengthen him. The Gemara at this point will understand. You can help him work. So Rashi, Hacha Mashma, Mesayei Mamish. And the Gemara is going to ask him that. Hashem, we will see that after Ben Azmana. Avaloy Yidei Yisrael. But you see, a Yid worker Shvius have nothing to do with him. The Shalom B'Shloimam, you're allowed to greet a guy using the word Shalom Aleichem. Shalom is the name of Hashem. You're allowed to use that on a guy. The guy shouldn't think that you're not greeting him. You want to greet him the same way you greet a yid. Now today, guy doesn't expect you to come Shalom Aleichem. He expects good morning. So therefore, it's not a shaila. In those days, they used Shalom Aleichem, Shalom Shmai Shakadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, would you use it on a guy? And the answer is, yes, you can use it on a guy. Rashi. The Shalom Bishlaimim Kalayamim, the Abba Bishamatla and Rachli Shem Shemayim, Shashalom Shemay Shalakadish Baruch Hu, yes.
This is the Gale of Isa. Let's say you have a Yid that is going to Burger King, and you see she's white, and he says, you know what? Oh, shush, he says, I don't have enough cash. Can I have $5 for a...
See, you're trying to pull me in to discuss the Isser of the Siyaya Deaver. This is the second time you're pulling me in to a Maisa discussions of the Siyaya Deaver Avera. I'm trying to avoid getting involved.
This is what the Mishnah's talking about. That you're not doing it B'Shat Mesa. I give $5 to them. So they're $5 in their pocket. Now they're walking into...
The answer is like this. First of all, if the only way they can do it is because of you, it's Lifnei Iver. It's alive in the Torah. If they can't get it done without you, it's alive in the Torah. So in the case of the $5, if you don't give them the $5, they can't go. There's no way they can go. You're not allowed to give it to them in that Torah. Now, if they could go anyway, you're making it easier for them. That's called Mesayei Dei Ravera. That's not Lifnei Iver. That's a rabbinic issur. There's a big machlokes. Does it apply to people who totally aren't from? There's a shach that says that people that are not from, there's no issur Mesayei Dei Ravera. Not so simple, but that becomes a shaila. So I don't want to get involved with the mice of the shaila.
How is this different than...
Because these are people that are not careful in one aspect. These are Shemir Shabbos, eating kosher. They're not careful in one aspect. You're asking me about people that are going into Burger King. I think it's a different level of thing. So it's a machlokes. So I'm not going to get involved in that. There's all kinds of shilas that come up l'maisa. There's a tshuva in the Netziv written to a rav in America. Can you be Masada Kedushin for people that aren't going to keep Taras and Mishpacha? You're from Rav. They want to have a from Chasana. They want to have a religious wedding. But you know they're not keeping Taras and Mishpacha. Are you Masayei Yidei Evraveira? If not, Lizne Iver, they'll get married without you. Either they'll get married with another rabbi or they won't get a from wedding. They're getting married.
She goes to Mecca before the house?
Yes. But again, they're not going to keep Taras and Mishpacha. This is a shayla that a tzif has a whole tshuva with multiple heterim for it. But that's not, we're not learning that sugya now. It's a sugya in itself.
Yeah, we are learning it now.
Again, we're not getting involved in the lemaisa, but that's what I was trying to say. That's the Gemara Vayta. Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. What's the difference of Reisha and the Seifa? What's the difference of Shemitah or Maisa? Both are biblical averis. Why are you allowed to help the woman that's chashed on Meiser and not help the woman that's chashed on Shemitah? Amar Abaye, because Rav Amar is a master man. Because chashed on Meiser is a much further chashash. Most people take Meiser, even Amaratzim. And therefore, yes, we are afraid that they don't, but it's a minority. Whereas by Shemitah, this woman is chashed on Shemitah. By the case of Meiser, we don't know that she personally is chashed on Meiser. A majority of Amoratim do take Meiser. Rabbanim were machmer to be afraid that they don't, but not enough to say that you can't help them. It's not the same level Isser because one has a majority saying they're not doing anything wrong. Rashi, Meishna Reishit Dikhtani Loisav Hashem Sayyesi Dehev Raveri Meshiyas, but Meishna Sevi Dikhtani Bereres Vitechenes Lehem Sayyesi Dehev Raveri Tevel. What's the difference? Right by the heart of Ashenay, took a chashash in Rabbanah Balmi. This is just a chashash in Rabbanah. They die kishola mutal l'sayim. Av a chshuda l'ashvias, mashma de muhzik l'abash chashuda. But if she's chashash on shvias, it's mashma that we know that this is a chashash lady. Right. Rabba Amar, Rabba gives a different terence. Halkab Amorit Rab Meir, the Tumat Harit Rabbanah. Rav Meir says, there's a big machloikas, when we say the word Amaretz, what do we mean? Rav Meir says, we mean somebody that keeps Meiser, but doesn't keep Tumatara. Tumatara of Chulin is a rabbinic requirement. Nobody biblically is required to make everything Matara. So we're not talking about a woman that's Chashad al Meiser. We're talking about a woman that's an Amaretz, according to Rav Meir's definition, which is, she takes Meiser, but she's not careful in Tumatara. Worst case scenario, she's doing a drabon on Isser. Zok de Mishnah, there's no Isser in helping a woman who's doing a drabon on Isser anyway. No, the second case. Shvias is a deraisa. But the Mishnah, why isn't the Sefer Yilat a helper? Isn't that a derisive as well of Meisers? So Abaye answered, because Rav take Meiser. Rav answers, we're not talking about a woman that's accused for Meiser. This woman does take Meiser. There's no biblical violation going on. It's only rabbinic. And therefore, we're more mekel that you can help her.
It's a
derisive. So she's chashed. She's chashed on a derisive. Rav is saying the translation of Amaretz in our Mishnah doesn't mean a woman that doesn't take Meiser.
The Amaretz means Tumatara, not...
Correct.
Shvias, everybody holds their Chashad.
The case of Shvias. Not every Amaretz is Chashad al Shvias.
Oh.
There was a specific woman that was Chashad al Shvias.
Oh, so it's not a blanket
statement. Didn't say the word about Amaretz in the first case. Rashi, Rav Amar Loidim Kamech Tam Mechtzim Esabkinu. We treat Amaratim for Meiser like 50-50. But also the Saya. If you're afraid that she doesn't take Meiser, you can't help her. Hoyababeh Deraisi. Masnizim Amuchzik Lasser. Our mission is coming, a woman that we know takes Meiser Gamar. She's a higher level. She is a reliable on Meisress. Amaratim Rameir, who's a Choshid Lechel Perish Betumah. The hach tumah b'tayr the chulin drabbanu. The concept of having to keep chulin b'tayr is rabbinic. The Torah is your lechol b'tayr el tumah kachim b'vad. All the Torah cares about is tumah kachim. Who can glad be sure to rise the he may dar gusholim until the sayon.
Chal is called kachim here.
What? Chal is tumah. Fred the Gemara. But when the Tani Sefer, I'm sorry, the Tanya, Eza Amaretz, Koshein Eichel Chulun Betara, Divir Meir. Who we consider an unreliable person? One who doesn't keep Chulun Betara. The Chachamim say we would not classify that as an Amaretz. Koshein Amaisa Peraisav. So, depends what you word Amaretz means. Amaretz has many different translations in Webster's. So we thought Amaretz in our Mishnah meant people that we can't trust for Meisers. So we had a question. The Gemara's answer, according to Rabbi, is that's not the type of Amaretz we're talking about. We're talking about the type of Amaretz that keeps Meiser, doesn't keep Tumah Tara. Rabbi Meir calls that an Amaretz. So this Mishnah is referring to that type of an Amaretz. So at worst case scenario, you're helping her violate a rabbinic Isser. And that's not us, sir.
Is a concept for Israel as well.
It's a drabbanan, correct.
Not limited to
Kahana. What?
Not limited
no,
to
no, no. Don't think about that. The Kentani Sefer, it says in the Sefer, Mishatatla Samayim, the Mishnah says, once she puts the water in, Laisigayima. Why? I just did it. The Tanya is Amaretz Koshein Aichuchulu B'Tayr Divrei Meir Chamayim Koshein Amaitz Parisim. I just did it. Frank the Gemara of the Tani Sefer Mishitatlo Samayim Litiga Ima. The Mishnah said, however, once she adds water, it's a fear of Tumah, and then don't touch it. That means the fear of Tumah didn't come into play till we touched the water. So you're telling me that the reason was Tumah to begin with. Isn't that telling me that we weren't talking about Tumah Tara till now? We're introduced when it says that you're allowed to help her in the Mishnah. That you're allowed to help her till she puts the water.
You can even lend the stuff, though, right?
Lend the stuff is not an issue.
Why?
Why, yes.
You're now your kingdom becoming coming.
So what? So therefore, you'll go put him in the mikveh afterwards. It's not a problem. Now, Gishalom.
Putting in the mikveh?
You'll put it in the mikveh afterwards.
Okay. That's, and she's seeing you going to the mikveh with your kalim. It's not a... It's
no, that's your own religious thing, no. No, you're making up things now, no.
Okay, I'm
just asking. Craig the Gemara, but the Tani Sefer, Mishatah, Tigimah, Mechal de Reisha, Labatum, Batara, Eskina. So the Gemara, no. Reisha, Mishatah, Batum, Batara. It was all about Tum, Batara. Reisha, Batum, Eschulin. Till she puts the water in, it's not dough yet. Worst case scenario is she's making chulin tamei. There's no iser. Save the betumas chala. Once it's dough, it becomes eligible for chala. Now you're touching some, you're helping her in something that becomes a biblical violation. Let me explain. When you're touching the grain, this woman is making the grain tamei. That's rabbinically violated. Now, ultimately, because the grain is tameh, when she makes the dough and she separates the challah will be tameh. But you're two steps removed. At this point, grain has nothing to do with challah. Challah is only on dough. This is not dough. You don't have to think about the challah that's down the line.
She might be making...
Please. You don't have to think about the challah that's down the line. So at this point, you're helping her make chulun tameh. Fine. That's rabbinic. There's no iser helping a person doing rabbinic iser. They're going to do it anyway. You're just making helping her. You're allowed to help her. Once it turns into dough, now she's going to be dealing with something that's biblically tameh. And you're helping her do something that's biblically going to be usher to make dough tameh that you're going to separate challah. That you're not allowed to be involved in. Because now it's moved from rabbinic to biblical, and by biblical things, you cannot help her do something that's biblically prohibited. Rashi. Look to Rashi, Rain from the Sefer Batum Batara. Sorry. Take it back. Mumitani Sefer, Shirley Lahid the Parach. The Tamish Atatu Basamayim Usher. Now the reason it's also once you put to the water, we think now from the hooks of Rosh Hashanah, because now it becomes susceptible. Nothing is susceptible to tumah until it got wet. So we thought till now it was never wet, so there was no tumah. The Akshav Yuxer until now never became wet. That means till now we weren't talking about tumah. It never got wet. So if it's talking about a woman that keeps meiser and there's no tumah tara, I might try to even call a woman with Nedar Yishalom. Why is this permissible only because of Nedar Yishalom? It should be permissible because there's no avera. At that point, we think she's taking meiser, and we don't think there's a tumah tara shayla until the water comes in. The answer is, right? She was saving the tumah tara. Paris Muksharim. This grain was already wet. The Reisha calls him actually Gilgalain of Tumas Chulin Drabana. In the Reisha, we're dealing with Rabbinic. Like, God's about Mishima Sayaya. Makam Darki Shalom. Mavachaloi Taychal. As long as she doesn't eat. The Sefer, the Tumas Chalot, the Reisha. Also, the Tamil, Yad. You see, that's Mishmeris Kruvoisai of the Lashimur. You have to watch it. Once it's dough, it's entering the biblical realm. That means now she's making tameh dough, and you're involved in making tameh dough, which is biblically prohibited because it'll be tameh challah.
No,
Dark Yisholim does not permit helping somebody do a biblical avera. Unless you're two steps removed by lending her to Caleb. That is mutter.
Is that part of the Rabbanon that we have to listen to Rabbanon, and they said, we don't have to listen. We can be more lenient.
Yes. The only reason we can't help them is the Rabbanon asked us to help them. And they said you can help them make Dark Yisholim. Frank the Gemara Reminu.
Why do we care? What about they're going to hate you? That's the problem. We're talking about
Dark Yisholim means you create friction, tension, disagreements, factions.
Explain to you, I can't do it because if we do the avera,
I'm not from enough for you.
What?
That's what you're telling me. I'm not from enough for you.
Right.
That's dark. That doesn't help Dr. Sheller much. People don't want to be told they're not from enough.
If you can wiggle out of it, are you complete to wiggle out of it?
It doesn't say you are. You know, it's very nice to keep the peace, but there's limits to what we'll do.
But I can't make my own limits and say, I don't want
no, you that's why the Rabbanon here, to make the limits and not leave it up to every individual to make their own limits. You seem to be perturbed. I don't know why you're perturbed.
Why? I don't want you to do a
Dravana Vera. The Chazal were machs of keeping peace more than that. They don't want to have that you're more frum than I am. Let's say a guy walks in, right? You're not sure about his status and whatever. So you say, well, we're not going to count you for minion today. We're going to count, so we're going to look for a tenth person. How do you think he feels? You think that's Dr. Shalom? You think that's Dr. Shalom? The guy feels that way?
That's because it's a suffix.
What?
That's because it's a suffix.
Again, I'm just saying, you have to be careful. You can't hurt people. I'm surprised. You know, you're usually very good on Bela, you know, Machmer, Bela, Machmer, especially every Kippur, you know what I mean? Including the Ratzis of Chavei, right?
That regards to this kind of stuff. I get very, very upset.
6:30.
You want our Baruch Shem to look the other way on?
What?
Sometimes you want the Baruch Shem to look the other way, you know. Dr. Shalom from him.
Frank to Gemara. We're going to have a whole bunch of shmooze in here today. Frank to Gemara.
That's what you're
going to
talk about?
His
stuff?
I'm not talking about anything. I'm going right to the Gemara. Frank, the Gemara, I'll ask you a contradiction. Teichnin umafkidin eitzu eichlus shvias you're allowed to grind, meaning, and give your grain to somebody who eats Shemitah fruits. Which means you don't have to be afraid that they will switch theirs and yours. They don't keep Shemitah. They don't keep Tumatara. You're leaving town. You would like them to hold it for you, yours, which is Tahar, which is not Peri Shemitah. You're asking them to keep it. You have to be afraid that they will use, they will switch, give you theirs and take yours. The answer is no. You can grind your grain. It's already ready. And you can entrust it to give it to people that eat Shemitah and eat their fruit betumah. Abel, loy le'oichlei shvias, but you don't take it from them. You don't store their Shemitah things, but loy le'oichlei perisayim betumah. The question is, it's only rabbinic. Rava just said for rabbinic things, we let you help. Oichlei perisayim betumah is a rabbinic thing. Why in the world can't I do it? According to Rava, he just told me, Messiah is also for biblical, not for rabbinic. Here it's saying, I can't, a guy who doesn't keep Tumah Torah comes to me and says, can you keep my grain for me? I'm supposed to say no. I can't help you. And for the Gemara, Abaye answers Rava, Hasan b'kai nachashit lechol Tumah b'tumah skina. It's talking about a kayan who's giving you truma to watch, and he doesn't keep truma. So it's truma tmeya. Truma tmeya? That's biblical. Can't be involved in helping.
It's better to hold it than just lose it. Take it from
him. Yeah, you're going to have to pay. You know what I mean? You know, it's not supposed to help him anyway. Zok gemara, davele truma deraisa. Frank de gemara, yonki mafkidin. So why are you allowed to give it to him? Your own. It says you can give him yours. That means you're giving him your truma. You're not allowed to take his truma, but you can give him your truma to watch. But the halacha is, we don't trust the kohen amaretz to watch truma. They should leave a gasba. The Yisrael won't touch it. It's your thing, he won't touch it. A kohen, truma, he thinks this is, you know, this is his territory. He has no qualms about touching it. So if you're talking about truma, then you can't give it to them either, to a kayin amaretz. Amar Abeloi, hachem ma'eskina b'kli charis hamukam tzamed pasol. You put it in a kli charis that's surrounded with a tight lid. He won't open the lid. He won't touch it. Meaning, if it's open, he feels no qualms about touching it. He's a kayin. He's a kayin amaretz. He doesn't care. But once it's closed, right, it's closed tightly, they're not going to open it. It's not his business. Frakti gemar v'leches tema sesena ish denida. But his wife denida might move it. And a klicheres is moved, the things in it become tame. Klicheres is not tame from the outside when you touch it. But when you move it, everything inside becomes tame if a nida touches it. And since he's an amaretz, his wife might be a nida. She might move it. So how can you trust him with your truma? Even if it's covered. Something gemara elam rabbi yirmiyah like kasha, kam beperish lehukshuru, kam beperish lehukshuru. You're right. If this is susceptible for truma, you cannot trust the kohen amaretz. This is talking about you're allowed to give him peris that never were mukshel lekabel truma. They never got wet. And the mela, he'll touch it. Nothing will happen. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. We're not afraid that they will exchange it, or to touch it. We can't grind it. We're not allowed to help him. You said you could. Yisrael knows he keeps his hands off of truma. But a kayan, gaspa rogaba, him kayan truma doesn't mean anything. Nida, metamas masa, babi shein the gas, even though she doesn't touch it. Kan, when they were mokshir, v'adetani mafkidim b'shalom yokshiru. Tavai b'tuma, v'shalohem asu l'sayim. You know how to help him. Chover lo yodi yokshiru loy. He can't take it from the kain amaret. He doesn't know. It might be tuma tumeya. So he can't help them. Hashenki, you can give him yours if it's loy yokshiru, because even if he touches it, nothing's going to go wrong.
So simply watching tuma tumeya is yiwa? It's
called Yes. And trust, watching Truma Tmei for a Kayan is called helping him. Correct. It's a Kiddush, but that's what it says. Correct.
If you come Tamei,
no, La Yokshu means it can't become Tamei.
So before, the grain you touched.
Depends if it became wet as Truma, as grain.
But once it was touched when it's before it's wet,
it's not Tamei.
Even she moves it.
Again, usually you wash grain, so it became mukshul kabel tuma, and from then on it's susceptible for tuma. But if this grain was never washed until it was detached from the ground, it doesn't become tuma.
And then you could use it for challah.
Except to make dough, you have to put water in.
And that, at that point, it becomes
yeah.
Opening a car door, Abbas Rabbana.
The light goes on, light doesn't go on, LED, what kind of light? LED, regular light.
Regular light.
Regular light is a Shiloh of Deraisa.
That can be Rabbana, right?
Again, a regular light is a Shiloh of Deraisa.
LED is not?
LED is a Rabbana.
The gas car electric.
So I'm just waiting. If a lady wants to, you see this lady trying to get into her car.
He's so busy with the day there, Rabbi.
Can I help her open
the
door?
No, no,
don't
do it.
Why?
Because.
You're not allowed to do an answer.
I'm helping her, I said.
But you're helping, you're touching, doing the answer yourself. You're opening the door.
I'm helping her open the door.
That means you're opening the door.
She can't do it herself.
Why?
I lost you. In the cases here, you didn't do an iser. You're helping somebody else do an iser. You did nothing wrong. You're tar. You touch this dough. Nothing wrong happens. In the case of the car, you're opening the car door. You're doing it. Now, if she asked you to hold her package while she opens the car door, that would be a shayla m'seyeh de Ravera. She's holding something. Rabbi, can you please hold this while I open the car door? That would be a shayla m'seyeh. You're not doing an Avera, but you're enabling her to do an Avera. Depends. If there's a regular light, it's a Teraisa. If it's not a regular light, it's a Trabonon. It's a whole different thing.
Might be able to help her with her.
Please, let's not get involved in halacha l'maisa. I'm not touching halacha l'maisa. Ask your, when halacha is here, you can ask these questions. It's not for now. We're not learning halacha l'maisa de Rivera. It's a very complicated set of halachas. Can you feed a guy that's not making brachas? You're helping him do a Rivera. Everybody's having a maximum of time, and I want to ask everybody mechila, in case I was a little bit sharp, or ignored, or was not friendly. Please be mechila me. Most of the time, it wasn't intentional.